You're listening to a Big Finish production.
And you can stay up there until you've sorted out that pigsty. And stop slamming the door! Oh, hiya, Beryl. Come in, sweetheart. Oh, Beryl, shoes off if you don't mind. We've just had the floors repolished. Come on through and make us a cuppa. Oh, it's Thursday. Let's open a cheeky vino. Seems silly chatting in the kitchen when we've all this space, but I like it in here. Oh, you should have seen my old flat back in my universe. Oh, it's tiny compared to this place. You could have fitted the whole flat into our downstairs loo. Now, Beryl, before you start banging on, I've got something to tell you. And let's be honest, you do go on a bit, especially after a glass or two. So just drink your Pinot and let me get a word in for once. Oh, our Tony's upstairs. He's working on a business plan. I know, 4 years old and he's doing a business plan. He takes after his dad, though. It's a right little Del Boy. Actually, I don't know if you had Del Boy in this universe. It's funny, even after all this time, I keep finding things that are different. Not just the big things like Zeppelins and what you lot did to the royal family. It's the little things like how you play football backwards and now you don't have EastEnders. Oh, I miss EastEnders. Or Pinot. It's French. Only last week I was telling Veronica of Reykjavik how much I prefer French wine to Spanish wine, and she... Oh, did I tell you I know Veronica of Reykjavik? We're such good friends. She's so... Well, underneath those wigs, she's just a normal working mum, just like you or me. So, my news. Guess who went and saved the world on Tuesday? You'll never guess. It was me! I know! Jackie Tyler saved the world! Oh, Beryl, sorry, love, can you use a coaster? Doctor Who Short Trips. The Siege of Big Ben by Joseph Lidster. Read by Camille Kaduri. Beryl, I was telling my story. Honestly, I'm not being funny, sweetheart, but has it ever crossed your mind she left you because you're a gobby cow? Oh, I'm only joking. And no, I'm made up you finally had the appendix out. Here, have a top up. Oh, are you allowed to drink? Oh, they always say you can't drink, don't they? You're on medication, you can't drink. You've just had a major operation, you can't drink. You're flying a Zeppelin, you can't drink. Nanny state, that's what I call it. It's all that Harriet Jones. I told you about the one in our universe. Yeah? Looked like butter wouldn't melt. Oh, she did good in the end, though. She got blown up by the Daleks, poor cow. Peanut? One thing that's the same in any universe, you can't beat a packet of dry roasted. So, anyway, stop babbling on and let me tell you how I saved the world. Now, you know I told you about the top secret organisation I work for, UNIT? We stop aliens invading. I did tell you. Oh, Beryl, I've just remembered. I told you about it at Sal's wedding. No wonder you look confused. You'd had a few gins. I've said it before, mother's ruin. Gin brings you down. Especially if you're already heartbroken because your wife's left you and your house needs a lick of paint. But fine, I'll tell you about it again. So, right. Here on this earth, there used to be all these different groups for aliens and stuff. There were the Preachers, they were fighting that Cybus, and there was Torchwood. Then our glorious President Harriet Jones merged them together with UNIT. Anyway, and remember, all of this is absolutely top secret. There's loads of us working there. I know, right? People think I'm a lady of leisure, but actually, I help defend the Earth. Pete and Rose are there too. He's a captain, he's got a uniform and everything. You should see him in it, Beryl. Drop dead gorgeous. Rose, she works with the doctor, you know, her fella. You met him, the one with the hair. He's our scientific advisor. Now, don't look at me like that, Beryl. It's not that I don't like him, it's just... Well, it's complicated, isn't it? I told you about that whole metacrisis carry-on. He grew from a hand and merged with some secretary.
He was born in battle, apparently.
Which basically means he's a grumpy prawn. And he's not quite the doctor I... Well, the one I loved. Not like that, obviously. There's only ever been Pete for me, even when he was dead. So, anyway, we're all working there. Captain Pete Tyler, the doctor and his assistant, Rose Tyler, and then there's me. And guess what I do? More chips? Well, seeing as it's you, Jimmy. Might even be an extra sausage if you play your cards right. Oi, you lot at the back, get in line. Yeah, you heard me. Attention! I'm the head of food distribution. Last time I had a job, I nearly caused the end of the world. I told you about the Glubby Glubs, you remember? Oh, you remember, I told you at Dilik's funeral, when the coffin conveyor thing stopped working. I swear you don't listen to a word I say, Beryl Thompson. So, yeah. Anyway, everyone thinks I'm this lady of leisure with this wonderful family and this wonderful, beautiful, really expensive house, but I'm actually feeding the people who save the world. Only last week, these big green monsters from Mars tried taking over the Arctic. Well, my boys wouldn't have been able to stop them on an empty stomach, would they? I can't even look at the dishwasher till I've had my scrambled eggs. So, yeah, Tuesday, everyone's out on this big mission in Bridlington. And I'm there, cleaning up, nearly done for the day. Oh, Beryl, I was shattered. I really was. I don't like to go on about it, but I'm a martyr to my feet. Well, I have to wear these expensive shoes when we all have these fancy functions. I mean, they look lovely. Remember I gave you that old pair? But they're not made for comfort. Give me my trainers any day. So, there I am, scrubbing the oven. Shame to let them go to waste. Oh, 2 o'clock. Oh, I never said. We're based in Big Ben. The canteen's right behind the big clock. I have to sit there covering my ears like I'm in Mary Poppins. And if you haven't got Mary Poppins in this universe, then I'm off home. So, I'm covering my ears until it stops when this alarm started ringing. We've gone into full red alert, Beryl. Can you believe it? And I say we. It was only me there. They'd all gone off to Bridlington because they'd found another old Cybers factory. If aliens were invading, what was I going to do? Throw chips at them? Although I did once stop some aliens with vinegar, so you never know. Or have another peanut. So, I'm there and I'm waiting for them to burst in, all guns blazing or tentacles waving. But I'm thinking, I am not going down without a fight. Flipping voicemail. Pete, it's Jax. Send them back. Send them all back, the soldiers. Not you. I don't want you back here. You stay away, but oh God, they're here. Something's here. I love you. And tell Rose I love her. And remember, Tony's got sports day tomorrow. And oh God. Oh, here he is. Well, you can wipe that smirk off your face. It was him, the doctor, standing there in his daft suit. And he says, Jackie Tyler, we're under attack. And he says it like it's the best news he's had all day. I nearly slapped him. I asked him who was attacking us. He didn't know. The old doctor would have done. He'd have rattled off some nonsense about Venus. But this one, he was just excited because we'd gone into lockdown and the aliens, whoever they were trapped in there with us. He started rattling on about how we were literally a base under siege and wasn't that wizard and... Oi, zip it! And make that noise stop! It's giving me a migraine! Thank you. Now... Doctor, can you just remember that we live here? Not here in Big Ben, obviously, but here in this universe. You're stuck here with me and Pete and Tony and the girl you're supposed to love, my daughter. So can you stop going on about how exciting it all is and do something about it? Thank you. The thing with him is, he has all these memories of swanning off around the universe, saving the day and moving on. But now, he's stuck in one place. He's got a home and a family and he should be happy, but I reckon he hates it. I reckon he'd dump Rose if he had the chance to get away. Not that I'd tell her that. I don't know, maybe he's not that bad. But he's not... What he did that day, it was wrong. So anyway, he tells me he's already called Krista. That's the Brigadier to civilians like you, Beryl. Brigadier Krista Latif. She runs UNIT. She'd said they were on their way back, but to find a safe space and just hide until they got there, which was obviously the sensible thing to do. We're not going to hide, though, are we? To be fair, even the old doctor wouldn't have just hid. It's like my Rose. Why hide and be safe when you can jump in all guns blazing? He told me he'd come to get me, said we were going to his lab. Now that was a surprise. I'd never been in his lab. Nobody actually knew what he was doing in there. So I took off my pinny and off we went. His lab's right at the top of Big Ben, in the little roof bit, you know. We crept along a corridor and then up a couple of flights of stairs, and then he told me to wait outside. He said he didn't want me in the lab because I'd break something and he'd be back out in a minute. Well, I'm not waiting out here. Whatever's got in's going to be looking for us. I don't care what you're doing in your precious lab, but I'm coming in with you. You just try and stop me. Bless him. He just pulled this little boy face he does sometimes and then opened the door. For just a moment, it was like the old doctor was back. So, we went into his lab, and the first thing I noticed was the smell. It reminded me of something, of somewhere else, somewhere, like, really ancient. There were shelves on three of the walls filled with books and test tubes and loads of science stuff. The other wall was covered in computers and video screens, and there, in the middle of the room, was... he was building or growing something. And I knew where I recognised the smell from. His TARDIS. That's his time machine, Beryl. It smelled like his TARDIS, like ancient and sort of like living metal. I can't describe it, but that's what he'd been doing in his lab. He was trying to grow a blooming TARDIS. Oi, what's this? You're going to leave her, aren't you? Is that what your plan is? Build another TARDIS and then sneak off? Break her heart all over again? It's not happening. Not on my watch. And you needn't think you're taking her with you. She's got a family here. You take her and you take all of us. And Tony's got sports day tomorrow, so we're going nowhere. Well, that told him. He wouldn't look at me. He just muttered under his breath about how it wasn't working properly and how anyway we had an alien invasion to stop and how I was just a dinner lady, so it was nothing to do with me. I was livid, Beryl. Livid. But he was right. We did have aliens invading Big Ben. He went over to one of the video screens and he pulled up the CCTV, showing other rooms in the building. And there they were. I'll never get used to seeing aliens. I mean, a few years ago, I'd never seen any. Then suddenly, he's in my life and they're everywhere. Big ones, small ones, some as small as your head, green, red, you name it, I saw it. They kept coming to my Earth, taking us over, making people stand on roofs and pretending to be shop dummies and Christmas trees. You never had that here, did you? Krista, the Brigadier, she told me how she reckoned aliens had been too scared to invade here because of Cybus and their technology. And I said they'd been lucky, but then she said her daughter was one of the ones. Well, Cybus changed her and then she... it's why she joined Torchwood. And you know that's what happened to the other me. It's horrible, isn't it? I wonder what I was like. Oh, Beryl, why can't everybody just be nice? That's what I want to know. Why can't everyone just stop having a go at each other? Anyway, because the doctor had stopped Cybus, aliens in this universe started to realise that they could invade. So that's what we've been stopping. And this week, they were purple. Big purple blobby things with big giant guns. We could see that they were going through the building room by room like they were hunting. I realised I was holding my breath, which was a bit silly because they couldn't hear me. And the doctor realised I was holding my breath and he smirked and he told me they couldn't hear me. Yeah, all right. How do you know they can't hear me? They might be telekinetic.
Doctor, can you hear us?
That one. He's looking at the camera. He's looking right at us. Oh, gives me the creeps.
Doctor, you will surrender. Or we will kill every human in the building.
They're not here. There's only... oh, God, Doctor, there's only me. I'm the only human in the building. They want to kill me.
If you surrender to us, all humans will be allowed to live. You have 5 minutes.
Well, you can't surrender, can you? But I don't want to die, though. Well, maybe you should surrender. I've got Pete and the kids, and we could come up with a plan and... Oh, wait. Did you say I was just a dinner lady? What's wrong with being a dinner lady? I know, it wasn't exactly important at that exact moment, but still. He said something about how I could be so much better and how I'd help stop the Daleks and that we only had 4 minutes, so I should just shut up because the aliens were there for him, not me. Yeah, because it's never me, is it? Even back in the old days, it was all about you. That Elton, the Harvesters, they're always after you because I'm just a... Wait, how would this lot know about you? What do they want from you? And you know what he did? He grinned. I mean, I was still angry. No, livid. Livid with him. But that grin. So many teeth. Oh, it's gorgeous. And he said how that was clever of me because he's not famous in this universe. And I'm not as young as I look, Beryl. I shouldn't go weak at the knees because he tells me I'm clever, but you can't help it. He switched on the intercom thing and he asked them what they wanted with him.
We require your time machine, Doctor.
How do they know about that? I never knew about that, and I know everything that goes on here. I was the one who found out about Jake and Robbie, although I never told a soul, despite what Mira says. Here, how do you know he's got a time machine?
How we know is irrelevant. You will surrender, human, or you will be killed.
Yeah, well, how do I know that you won't just kill me anyway? I know your sort, coming in here, all guns blazing. And suddenly, the doctor pushes me away from the intercom thing. He says, that's it, all guns blazing. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you're happy about it. And he says, no, don't you see there's just us in here? They know what I'm doing up here, and they've got guns. So why don't they just come up here and do whatever it is they want to do? It's a bluff, Jackie Tyler. They're bluffing. Well, he seemed happy about it, and it seemed better than me surrendering, so I went with it. I said, great. We could use the next couple of minutes to find a way to escape. But then he gets back on the intercom and he's all, if you're so big and powerful, why don't you come up to my lab and get us? I couldn't believe it. I said, why would you do that? Why would you tell them where we are? I mean, the old doctor, my doctor, he could be impulsive, but this one... I'll be honest with you, Beryl, I don't really know what a metacrisis is, but it's flipping hard work. It's like he's got a death wish. Well, the big purple aliens had an answer for him, didn't they? Of course they did.
We will destroy all the humans. The ones in this building you call Big Ben, and the ones we are holding hostage on the Zeppelin.
Oi! What Zeppelin? Who are you on about?
We captured a Zeppelin as it returned here from the town you call Bridlington.
Who's on it? Who've you got?
Brigadier Crystal Latif, Sergeant Robert McNamara, Lieutenant Gunaran Amir, Lieutenant Daniel.
Have you got Rose? Have you got my Rose?
We have Captain Peter Tyler and we have Rose Tyler.
We surrender. The doctor surrenders now. You can have his TARDIS and you can have anything you want, but you let those people go. You let my family go. The doctor, well, he wasn't happy about that. Well, we can't just surrender, Jackie. Where's your fighting spirit? Well, that's when I finally slapped him. It was like he didn't care about Rose. No, not that. No, he does care about her. I think he does love her in his way. I'm sure he does. But he saw all this as a challenge, as a game. They had my friends, my family. They had them and they were going to kill them. And he was excited. The aliens told us we had 1 minute left and the doctor said there was only one thing for it. And me, well, I thought he meant we were finally going to surrender. We could try and buy some time. And that's when he said, Jackie, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to blow up Big Ben. Well, for the first time in my life, I was actually properly, genuinely speechless. He started going on about how they'd let the Zeppelin go and how he couldn't allow aliens to have access to his time machine and how... And I don't know what else. I stopped listening. I mean, I'd have let them shoot me on the spot if it meant they'd let Pete and Rose go, but we didn't know what they'd do. We didn't know what they wanted. The old doctor, he was all about, but what do they want? And trying to find a peaceful solution. This one, he just wants to blow us up. And do you know what I realised, Beryl, do you? I realised I was the only one who could stop him. Me. I was the only one who could save all of us. A flipping dinner lady. Now, you listen to me. You listen, and you... Doctor, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But that isn't the answer. There has to be another way. I've got a boy, a four-year-old boy out there, and he's waiting for his mum. And we don't know what they want. Please, think back to what you were like. You were always trying to find a way, a peaceful way to put things right. You've got to do that now. Think. Okay, right, I'll think. Let's both think. Right, so they've come here for your TARDIS thing, and we don't know how they know about it, so we need to find out what they want. How they knew about it. Do you see? And you know why I'm thinking like this? It's because of you. Because you used to make us better. I hated you for it, because you changed her. But I loved you for it, because she was right. You did make her better. And you made me better. And now you just need to remember what you were like before. Doctor, you need to be better.
Doctor, what is your answer?
The doctor, well, he stopped. Then he looked at me and he said, how do they know about it? How do they know about me? And how do they know to attack today? There's just the two of us here. How did they know? I hugged him. He was thinking. He was asking questions. He was being the doctor. We don't even know they've got the Zeppelin, Jackie. Try calling Rose. So I tried calling her, but the signal was blocked. Something was stopping us talking to the outside world.
Doctor, you will answer me.
Doctor, remember the Cybermen? And they were ghosts. So that ghost, I thought it was my dad. I wanted it to be my dad, so I believed it was my dad. And then you ruined it, obviously, like you always do. But what if this is like that? What if someone or something wants you to think this is an alien invasion? Like you said, they've got guns. They could just come up here and get us.
Doctor, answer us or we will obliterate the Zeppelin.
Even the way they're talking like, I don't know, they don't sound real. What if they're not real? I'll be honest, Beryl, I was clutching at straws. I'd have said anything to stop him blowing us up. Oh, I'll get more peanuts. So he does this scan thing of Big Ben, looking for life signs, and guess what? No big purple aliens. No aliens at all. They're not there. They're just pictures on the telly monitor. But guess what is there? There's another life sign. There's someone else in there, in the building with us. And that, Beryl, is when the door opened. Dun, dun, dun. Krista! It was the Brigadier. And she had a gun. A space gun. Well, I didn't know what was going on. The leader of UNIT, and she's trying to take us over or something. The doctor was furious, really furious. She's there pointing this gun at us and he starts shouting the house down, which wasn't getting us anywhere. So I said to him, Doctor, just shut up. And I said to her, Krista, what's going on? Why are you doing this? And she tells us. And do you know what it was, Beryl? I gave you a clue earlier. Did you spot it? Oh, you'd never be a good detective. It was all about her daughter. She'd realised what the doctor was building and she wanted to go back in time and save her daughter from becoming a Cyberman. She'd sent everyone else off to Bridlington so she could force the doctor to take her back in time. And I know I'd have done exactly the same thing if it had been Rose. Nothing would have stopped me. But I also knew, because of the doctor, that we can't change what's happened. So I knew he wouldn't help her, but I knew she wouldn't take no for an answer. And I knew all he'd do was shout and rage at her until she did what she'd come here to do. So, I sat down. I do that with my Tony. If he starts having a tantrum, I just sit down. I don't know why it works, but it does. I guess it means, like, I'm not wanting to have a fight. I don't know. So, I sat in front of her and I just said, Krista, the doctor won't do it. No matter what you say or what you do, he won't do it. You can't change your own history. Him there, he used to bang on about this time war where he'd lost everyone, but he wouldn't go back and stop it. My Rose, she once changed everything by saving my Pete, and it went so wrong. Do you know something? I've got this amazing house, and I've got my family back, but I didn't choose this. He turned up in my life, and one day he just took me away from my life. I'm sorry, Doctor. I know it wasn't really your fault, but it's true. I didn't choose any of this. I've just had to make the best of it. I miss my home, I miss the estate, I miss my Uncle Tony, and I even miss flipping Tricia Delaney. I miss Mickey so much, but I can never see any of them, ever, ever again. I can't change that. So, I've got a job, and it's brilliant, and I've got Pete, and he's brilliant, and that's all I can do. All we can do is think about the good stuff. We just have to accept that bad stuff happens, but once it's happened, we can't change it. And now I'm just rambling because you're both my friends and I don't want either of you hurting anyone, so please, just don't hurt each other. And she listened and she put the gun down. I don't know, it wasn't much of a speech. I'm not good with speeches, not like Rose. Cool. You get her started and it's like Winston Churchill's in the room. So maybe Krista's heart wasn't really in it, or maybe she was scared of the doctor, but maybe what I said did make a bit of a difference. Maybe? The doctor calmed down and held out his hand. God, he's got bony hands, Beryl, like a bag of twigs. So he holds out his hand and he tells her he understands. He says he won't say anything to anyone, and I say I won't say anything to anyone, and I know I'm telling you, but you don't really count. And she hands over the gun and she starts crying. Oh, my heart broke and I ran over to her and I gave her this big hug. I just held her. I turned and looked at him and I gave him a smile and I stopped because he was switching on the video monitor. And there was my Pete. And do you know what he did? He told them. He told them that Krista was a threat to us all and that they needed to arrest her when they got back and that she nearly killed us. He told my Pete that she nearly killed me and I know she wouldn't have done Beryl. She just made a mistake. She just needed another chance. But she never got one. No second chances. It's the doctor, Beryl. He's just not the same. I have to accept he's changed. He's not what he was, and I don't think I like him anymore. I don't know, but also, and I think this is why I'm telling you this, I know I've changed, because Beryl, there was a Beryl Thompson in my universe, lived on the estate, friend of mine, and you're not her. And I'm cruel to you sometimes because I've got all this and you don't. I'm not a cruel person, but I'm cruel to you because you're not her and that's not fair. And I'm sorry. Please, I really am sorry. I just sometimes... Everything's changed and sometimes it's not easy, but that's not your fault. I'm going to change, though. I'm going back to being the old Jackie Tyler. I promise. This is my second chance. Look, do you fancy a cup of tea? I really fancy a cup of tea, and you can tell me everything that's going on with you. Oh, do you have a scar? Can I see? Tomorrow, though, I need to see the doctor again. I need to see if we can find a way through this. Because I miss him. I miss him being my friend.